love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified. Does anyone enjoy that music?
Not I.
I don't think anyone likes that crap. Please shut that S down. I just don't think anyone likes it. I think there's a whole part of society where no one agrees. Like, there's certain cars, there's certain clothing, there's certain music, there's certain things that go on the sides of dishes, there's certain protocols,
parsley.
There's certain music, there's stuff in the background. Everyone just assumes, well, that's you know, doing a radio show. You got to listen to crap. You listen to really S-y music because you're starting a radio show, but I don't think anyone likes it.
Yeah, could be. I don't. You don't.
Chris, do you like that music?
Takes all kinds, Adam. Takes
like
all kinds.
I don't think anybody does.
No, I don't.
I think everyone thinks someone else likes it.
So anyway.
All right.
I've been sick.
Drew's sick, yeah. Did I get phone number out? 1-800-LOVE-191, board certified physician, Dixon med specialist. But he can't heal thyself.
Oh, I healed. I just erupted prior to healing.
I saw Drew last night.
Yeah.
He came over for my wife's birthday party, and he had to make a quick exit. He bid a hasty retreat. And you know what? You did something that I appreciate, by the way, Drew, which is you gave the wave. I'm all right with the wave.
I knew you would be.
Here's the thing,
especially
about
in my condition.
Here's the thing about the wave. The wave cover 8-10 people with one arm. You know what I mean? Like, I hate when you leave a party and it's like, oh, okay.
Oh, no. Now, wait. You know you got to go talk to the lady of the house before you leave.
Yeah.
You have to do that.
Yeah. Here's the thing. When I leave parties, I sneak out. Because if you do that thing where, you know, people, here's the deal. Okay, let's just keep talking about protocol for a second, and it's going to tie into your explosive diarrhea in just a second.
Thank you.
There's a lot of stuff where people go, you owe the person the dignity of going and shaking their hand,
yes,
or whatever. I remember firing somebody or getting fired.
Yes.
It's like we wanted to fire our manager, me and Jimmy, for like a year, but it was always like, we got to go in there. And then there's that weird conversation. Listen, Howard, we need to talk. Why? What's up? What's going on? How's noon on Tuesday? Yeah. And then you come in, it's like, could we close the door? You know, it's just weird and it's stilted and it's uncomfortable. And
just wave.
I would keep saying, yeah, let's just wave. Let's just wave. I would say, look, let's pick up the phone and fire the guy. And Jimmy would always be like, no, we owe it to him to look him in the eye. It's more comfortable for him.
It's true, but people would resent you if you didn't give him a chance.
F them.
Well.
Look, you want to be fired over the phone?
If I'm going to be fired no matter what, but that's you and me. We want to be just boom.
You're being fired. Let's just say you're being fired. Program director Kevin Weatherly here at K-Rock is pulling the off love line.
I'd want to hear
You want to call you in?
Because if it's something I really thought was going well, I'd want to know what happened.
All right. Let's not say you're just getting fired like you're, you know, hypothetically blindsided. But let's just say you'd run your race here. The you could see that the ratings were dwindling. You're not getting any younger. You're out of touch. Wait a minute. It's getting kind of cathartic, Chris. The point is your contracts come to the end. It's time to be put out the stud. Wouldn't you just want a phone call?
Yes.
I really would. You don't want to drive across town, sit uncomfortably, let a little small talk. Hey, Raiders looking tough.
But it's
Raiders looking tough this year, boy. I'll tell you, the Dodgers at Gagne, boy, I tell you that. They talk about closers. This kid can close. He's a closer. Anyway, I want to talk to you about, you know, it's that weird, then you can make that weird transition.
Yeah, you're right.
Look, I want to be dumped over the phone. I want to be broken up with, fired. I want to go home and then call the person who's throwing the party and tell them bye.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point is.
But you got to, if there's a, it seems like women might stand on that formality more than men.
Yeah, you know why? Because they're people, I don't think they like being looked in the eye and fired. They just like to complain about stuff. He didn't even have the decency, the common courtesy to call me. You know what I mean? They don't like it.
No, they'll resent you, yeah.
They're what you call harpies.
Yeah, yeah.
They're looking to harp. They're really PO'd that they got fired or dumped or they got whatever,
right,
but they like
right.
They like to mix. They're hurt,
right.
And it has to come out in the form of anger.
You got to move on. Right, exactly. But I still think that it is
I like the wave.
For you, I knew the wave would be good because I knew it would be good
wave.
For me.
The wave, so, like, yeah. Like I'm speeding by in the Pope Mobile.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Drew was leaving the party last night.
But I went over to your wife. I said,
okay,
farewell.
She could have gone with the wave, too. I'll sometimes have people wave through her, and then she'll turn around and wave back at me. It's a chain thing.
It's like, yeah. She's the cutoff wave.
Drew was starting to leave. I saw him. I just spotted him and his wife walking for the door. He spotted me. We took half a step toward each other and then stopped, gave the wave, and realized everything was cool with us. Yeah.
It's good.
Let me tell you what else is good about Drew. My assistant said to me 2 days ago, Drew's birthday is coming up. Dr. Drew's birthday's coming up. I said, that's right. Screw him. He gets nothing.
Not screw me. Just say happy birthday. That's it.
He gets, we've agreed not to get each other.
That's not
presents.
A screw you. That's a supportive friend.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love us. Nope. He'll, if you want to crap in a tube sock or something and give it to him, but we're not going to spend any money.
No.
All right, I'm just saying I like the wave, and when Drew did the wave, I thought it was great. And here's the thing, too. It's hard to get out of parties because people are drunk.
You were, by the way, locked into a discussion that I contemplated saving you from, I think.
Probably.
Yeah.
Bunch of gay guys?
No.
I can't remember what it was.
No.
All right, the point is you go to the party, and it's like time to leave, and you're like you're trying to slide out of there, and then you get you drunk. Where are you going, dude? And then he starts making a little commotion, and then someone else
on the way out.
Daniel.
Ray.
Oh, Ray.
Yeah. In the meantime, I'm having explosive problem.
Yeah, now what happened, Drew?
I just exploded. What are you going to do?
Drew had a little explosive diarrhea? Yeah,
just a little. A lot.
Where'd you make it?
No, I made it home.
Oh, you made it home?
Yeah.
With nothing?
Did. Yeah, yeah.
Nothing?
No production, no. Close.
No production.
No.
And then
it's always risky.
But as you headed into the house.
Oh, it was a game on.
Sometimes.
Those things that you're... Drawers around your ankles, running into the
stuff coming out before the ass actually hits the seat.
It's one of those things where you can hear the bowel going whoosh, with the stuff sort of being forced flushing down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Drew, what'd you get hold of?
I don't know. I thought it was that meat. It was Waldo's you gave me.
No.
No, good. That was delicious, by the way.
Yeah, it was great.
Even if it was, I'd eat it again.
Yeah, me too. So, oh, what a compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the everyone ate like. He brought like 50 pounds of this flank steak, everyone ate like 4 pounds a piece. So everyone would just be,
finally
leave a trail all the way home. So, how about this morning? How were you?
A little, just getting better. It's still a little irritated.
All right. All right. See if we can cook something up.
Oh, I'll produce for you.
All right. Yeah,
you'll be impressed.
Trig.
Yeah.
You're 17.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of name is Trig?
What
kind of name is Trig?
It's Norwegian.
Norwegian?
Yeah, I got Germany or Florida statistics for you.
All right.
Okay, Adam, I did them both while you guys are a guest and while you're, by yourselves, total. Okay,
Trig?
So Adam,
Trig.
You're batting
Trig.
16
Trig.
For 23.
I'm 15 for 23.
16 for 23.
16 for 23
so that's
in
a
the
696.
In the Germany or Florida.
Pretty mm-hmm. good.
And that's with I guess. And Drew is, believe it or not, batting a 708.
Wow.
Wow.
A 17
what, 19?
For 24.
19 for 24.
17.
Wow.
Oh, 17. Mm-hmm. All right. I wrote 17. Yeah. Wow. Fantastic. How do you know? How have you kept these stats, Trey?
I got a big old whiteboard, like a mark slot in my room that just while I've been here, whenever I hear it, I just write it down.
All right. So those are of the shows you've heard.
Yeah, over in the last 4 months or somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then during the guest, you are batting a 8 for 13, which is a 6-15.
What do you mean during the guest?
While guests are in studio?
Yeah, well, there's a guest there. Because you guys were wondering about if it's different while you're having a guest there, if they screw up the Germany or Florida.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Drew is batting an 8 for 14.
You know, I think the last, month or maybe 6 weeks, we've really been killing it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Well, we haven't missed one about the last 5 or 6 outings.
Yeah. Well, I've been gone for about 2 months in between, so this is just while I could catch them. So
Trig.
I don't know how accurate they are. They're Trig. They're fairly accurate.
Are you a virgin?
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah. This is the male libido needs to be expressed somehow.
Yeah,
gets tied to all sorts of things.
Connected. Oh yeah, my energy.
Let me. By the way, hold on, Trig. Let me. Let me tell you what the 17-year-old who's getting laid sounds like. You bring up Germany or Florida.
as me.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, you ever heard of our little game, Germany or Florida?
Listen.
It's a game, little game we have here, yeah, where you tell us.
Listen, I got a book.
Yeah.
They're not so interested in Germany or Florida. They don't have dry erase boards with stats. I picture him wearing one of those green visors and some stick that moves Drew's name. Drew, your name's written on the side of like a poly, one of those foam core horses, and they push it. It's a little bit ahead of my horse.
Perfect.
Hey,
no
Trig.
No green visor either. I got a fedora, though.
All right, buddy. You got to find a lady now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got idiot friends in the background.
Oh, okay. Well, let's find you a lady. You're going to college, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go OSU.
OC or OSU?
OSU.
Oregon State. All right. Go Beavers. Go Ducks. Which one is it? Oregon
Beavers.
State's the
Beavers.
Beavers. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What's the Ducks? University of Oregon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right there, Trig.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Try to sound less like a virgin and more like a guy who's dipped his wick before. All right, buddy?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I'll try.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks much.
All right.
All right, Trig. Thanks for the info.
Goofy guys. Trig will do fine, by the way. Trig will be running his own consultant company when he's 28 and making money hand over fist.
The next Qualcomm. Trig.
Nailing every employee he has. But somehow there's something that's sort of, it's almost a way, maybe it's the way nature keeps guys focused.
Yeah.
Like my friends who got laid, they just spun off the deep end.
Out,
they're
yeah.
like, screw it.
Yeah.
I'm
how much better does it get?
It doesn't.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, hey, I'm nailing the two chicks who live above me in my crappy apartment. I'm 16 and a half. What am I going to do? Go study? Okay, for what? As soon as I'm done studying, I just want to come back and screw some more. Now it becomes like, here's what I need. I need clean clothes and a car to take me to the places where I'm going to get laid.
Speaking of Trig's nailing his employees, did you hear about Dr. William Kennedy Smith again getting in trouble?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you mean the guy, the Kennedy, got a little rape, a little beach rape on the compound
maybe,
or something?
Yeah. And then now he's got one of his employees coming back and saying, hey, you shouldn't have done that to me.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not date. This is about my thing about not workplace dating. If you're in a position of authority, don't date people beneath you. It screws things up. It blurs the boundaries. People confuse what's going on.
Yeah.
They feel exploited sometimes.
But what are you going to do if you're working, many hours and there's someone you work with and you're attracted to them?
Get your ass in the sun. Get yourself another woman. Get some,
you can. You're married to your job.
Yeah, but then find somebody your own, at your own level or somebody above
they're
you.
They're all old and ugly. People above you are balding, portly Jews.
And certainly, whatever you do, it's just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
And, of course, alcohol is always involved.
Yeah, well, they always, and here's the thing. Anybody can cry rape about anything at any time, and then you got a Kobe Bryant-type trial, and you just sucked in, and it just ruins your life.
Yeah.
I don't, it's starting to look less and less like he did it, and more like she's one of the people we talk to every night on this show.
Who didn't know that she was bringing herself into that kind of thing.
Right.
Inadvertently put herself there.
Meanwhile, here's my thing. I rape locally. I don't do my raping in Eagle, Colorado.
Yeah.
This whole 28 plane rides back and forth. Like, this would drive me insane. Like,
see you in a week.
We're going to need you to show up for the arraignment. Well, why? They need you there? Listen, just tell them give me the paperwork. I'll sign it. No, we're going to need you there. Well, do I say anything? Will you say not guilty? Well, tell my lawyer to tell him not guilty. No, we're going to need you to get on a plane and head out to Colorado. It's like, okay, and then 3 days later, we're going to need you back. We're going to set bail. It's like, I need to be standing there each and every time? I would go insane. And if I didn't rape her, I would be sort of ballistic out of my brain all the time, and eventually I would say I'm not going to Colorado. I'm not going back there. I'll sign a paperwork. I'll do a video deposition. I'll sign over an entrustee to go over there as my attorney, and he can speak for me. But I'm not getting on another plane. I feel like Kobe's like, the trial hasn't even started. He's been back and forth 15 times
at least.
What is that?
Know,
by the way, this is
But here's the other thing. This woman,
this is how it works? You just...
The Kennedy thing is saying, oh, I'm not interested in the money. I'm just interested in seeing to it that he never does this again.
Right.
And get the guy treated then. You get all his friends together and get him some treatment.
Well,
that's really...
You got to teach him a lesson by taking his money.
That's not going to matter. If he really has a problem, which who knows, but if he does, the money's not going to be a damn thing for that.
I think about Kobe, during the playoffs and having to go back and make the plane back to Detroit and stuff. Meanwhile, nothing's even begun yet. Shouldn't there be something when you get a speeding ticket and you're out of state and you're through Arizona or something? You just send them the whatever. You don't have to.
Oh, no.
No, not if you got one in New Jersey.
Listen,
or something.
I got one in Inyokern. So that's 6 hours from here on the way to Mammoth.
Yeah.
Mandatory appearance would not continue to change the appearance. I had to drive up there at 4 a.m. Really, they basically just tell you your bail at that point.
Oh, really?
They don't give you any chance to appeal.
Again, the wave. The wave would cover it. We talked about it at the top of the show. This is the whole thing. I couldn't imagine flying back and forth to Colorado 15 times before the trial even began.
Listen.
I know.
Our legal system's out of control. Control.
It really is. Somebody decides, if somebody points at you and makes an accusation, then there's
all these... Your life's over.
No, right? Listen, we're not supposed to talk about it on the air probably, but Crank Yankers getting sued by some guy who says we stole his idea. I have no idea who the guy is. I've never seen him before. I never heard his idea. There's absolutely no validity at all. He's going forward with the case. They're like, well, you know, you're going to need to testify. I did a 3 hours worth of deposition. I don't know what to say. I don't know anything. Why don't you ask me what went on with the Chicago 7? Was it 7?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know. I mean, Hillside Strangler, Ted Bundy, I ask me any question you want about any of these things. I don't know. I wasn't there. I know it came to us with the idea. It was Jimmy's idea. We talked about it, worked out, we made a TV show. And I was like, I take days off and go into court and sit there and I answer the same crappy questions. And how about the point where we just go, look, where are our rights? Look, you're crazy.
That's the point.
This is what we need to do. Yes, this is where we have to get control of the legal system, people can't be listened to.
Well, this idea of protecting people's rights at the expense of other people's rights. What?
Yeah, you got one effed up idiot who's ruining a bunch of other people's lives because of some crazy allegation.
Talk about lack of liberties. I mean, it's just...
I know.
Stealing them.
I know. Listen, I refuse to do most things. I just don't do it. I got... I can't even get it. Here's all I'm saying. When do we take a stand? When do we tell the lawyers?
How do we take a stand?
We stop showing up for things. We just start telling people to shut up. Yeah, I don't know what to do. You get a bench warrant out against you because some nut job said you stole some idea that you never heard of, you never saw the guy before. You already wasted 3 hours with a goddamn deposition telling him you know nothing. And now you can take the day off and head into court. I'm not going. So arrest me. Do you know what I mean?
That's a weird thing.
Yeah, okay, great. I'll be doing time for doing nothing. Sean?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up, buddy?
Me and my wife have been experimenting with anal sex. Mm-hmm. And
Sean, I've seen some of the data on your double blind.
Yeah, right? I mean, the crossover study that was on the experimentation.
I was in a placebo group.
Yeah, but the placebo, sometimes, as you know, the placebo response is very much like the real thing.
Headaches, so, nausea, vomiting.
Yeah, and so,
Yeah.
Might as well have done the real thing.
So tell us how the data came out.
Well, we've been doing pretty good at it. I just want to make sure that I'm not, going to cause any... irreparable damage.
You know what, Adam? I've got something here. When Dax was here, you wouldn't look at the pictures of vaginal prolapse, but I'm going to show them to you now.
Mm-hmm.
This is what can go wrong with the
anal. I did see the vaginal prolapse pictures, by the way.
All right.
Here's the thing, Sean. Please, put those pictures...
That's one put back together.
Okay. Sean, We have heard on this show on many occasions that people do have, you know, some tearing, some bleeding, some problems, some difficulty from the trauma they receive at the hands of the penis.
Yeah.
Do penis have hands?
No. The head of the penis.
The head of the penis, yes. So, Sean.
The hands of the head of the penis.
The hands of the head of the penis.
Okay.
Can cause trouble. It doesn't mean, you know, you can't do it on occasion. Passover, Yom Kippur. You're calling from Dayton, Ohio. I'm guessing you're doing anal sex. I'm guessing you're Jew.
Do what?
No.
No?
Yeah, couldn't understand you. What'd you say?
Are you Jewish, Sean?
No.
No?
How could that be?
What? I'll tell you, once in a while I'm wrong, Drew, and I'm a big enough man to admit it. I see Dayton, Ohio. I hear about the anal sex. I hear the Southern Drive. I figure Jew. Huh. Wow. You know any Jews, Sean?
I know a couple of them.
Mm-hmm. The North American or the stripe-backed one?
I don't know exactly.
Free range.
A free range Jew.
They're Jewish.
They're Jewish. All right, you can tell. Now listen, Sean. Here's the whole thing. You can have some anal sex with your wife, but not too much.
Just be careful. I've seen lots and lots of problems from that. Fistulas and tears and all kinds of good things.
I think it's sort of safe to say that if you're not feeling any trauma, you're not doing any
That's
trauma.
That's a reasonable thing to say. How could you not feel trauma?
Well, we always, you know, Drew, we sort of approach it from a fat standpoint. Which is that you and I are not into the anus.
Yeah. I guess if we were, we might feel differently about it, but...
Well, the thing about Drew is explplosive diarrhea is the only thing that is coming out of his tukai.
Yeah. And, I mean, like crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And the thing about it is I'm not that into the butt love myself.
It just doesn't make sense even to me.
No, it's once in a while you come across it in the porn, too, and it's always sort of like, oh, yeah, all right. Now... To me, and Drew and I are sort of like-minded on this thing, we just think it's sort of an aggressive act mixed in with a little prove you love me.
And there's some women that actually like it. I understand that. That's fine.
Mixed in with a little I want to check this off the list.
Yeah.
And there's also that sort of thing where I want to make sure I'm doing as much as I possibly can to whoever I'm with.
I think it's some sort of desire to sort of hurt a woman with the penis.
Yeah, there's...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because when you're in the vagina, you get stuff like, are you in?
Yeah.
Oh, that is a cold, cold slap in the face.
It must be, Adam.
It's very powerful, very painful. Yeah, yeah. And the anal stuff. Yeah, it's great. It's great when a chick to a lot of guys goes like, oh no, slow down. Oh, easy, easy. You know, that turns them on. All right, that and I think a lot of guys get a chick.
Say it again.
Once, like, oh, easy. Okay. The other thing is, I think a lot of guys, once they get married or they get a long-term girlfriend, they just sort of treat them like rental cars. Like you have a car and you just have it, and you might as well just go ahead and smoke a cigarette, eat some McDonald's, throw the wrapper in the back seat, throw it in reverse while you're still rolling forward. Like
I understand, guys, I understand, guys, that women do not respond well to that at any age, at any stage of a marriage.
Well, what I mean is...
I know what you mean, but I'm just saying, men got to watch out for that, because they naturally go that direction.
I don't mean it's abusive, but it's sort of like...
No, that's what the direction men go.
Yeah,
that's just the
here's what they
go.
Do. It's the deal. It's unspoken, but it's like, look, I want to go out and F some of your friends and some of the neighbors and some chicks I dated in high school. I'm not going to do that. But in return, we're going to need some fudge back in here, sweetie, because that's the deal. It's an unspoken, but I'm going to need to use you up. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, just even though that's the instinct, guys got to contain that a little bit, because that does not go down well.
All right. Let's take ourselves a quick break, Drew. When we come back, who are we going to speak to?
Megan.
Ooh. All right. After this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew said New York Minute came out on DVD today.
Yeah, my cinematic triumph with the Olsen twins.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be sure to watch the alternative endings, because I'm in both of them. Mm-hmm. Basically, spent a week filming the alternative endings that are now alternative endings. They didn't end up being the endings of the movie.
Now, did you like one of them better than the actual movie ending?
Yeah, I did, actually.
You did?
Yeah.
And why didn't they go with that one, you think?
I don't know. It wasn't as upbeat and youthful, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, well, the DVD's out.
DVD's out.
Parents are going to go get that for the kids to watch.
Yep.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's good times.
No.
That was actually fun to do. It really was a lot. It was a very sort of happy set, you know, when they were filming it.
No, look, I think that movie did better than you think. I think a lot of kids went in there buying the Van Helsing ticket and then going to see New York Minute. And then, that's how it worked that way with the box office.
And the Mean Girl tickets. They
mean
accidentally
girl.
Bought Mean Girl New York Minute.
No, they... Yeah, that's always... We're laughing because whenever a movie does crappy in our town, somebody's explanation is they bought tickets to the other movie and then they would sneak into ours, so it never registered in the box office totals that they bought it for our movie.
The other thing about that New York Minute, the expectations were so huge. I was looking at some box office stuff today, and basically it did the same as Without a Paddle.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, about the same. But
well, Without a Paddle's still out, though.
No, I mean by this point. It really is about,
oh, by this point.
Yeah, it's about the same.
No,
it just
right.
had this giant expectation built around
I
it.
I think they're kind of disappointed in Without a Paddle, too.
Are they?
If it did the same as New York Minute,
it was number two.
It
was number two this weekend.
Yeah.
It was number two, but it just is not a big box office weekend instead.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
All right. Oops, they hit the wrong one.
Yeah.
All right. Megan?
Yes.
You're 22?
22.
What's up, baby doll?
Okay, here's the situation. I met a guy at a bar, and it was looking to be like it was going to be a one-night stand, and we had, like, the best sex ever, and then it turned
out... Why? Well, what was so great about it?
It just was good. I mean...
What does that mean for you?
Oh, please.
For me,
what? I'm curious.
I know, but just stop talking to the people that call this show.
All right. Gotta amuse myself somehow.
And I met this guy at a bar, and we had the greatest sex ever.
And why was it good?
Because it was good.
That's actually what happened.
All right, do you want that? Is that what you want?
Stop talking. First of all, Adam, you have got to let go of the idea that people are going to answer the question first go around.
I know.
I let them get that one out of the system. Now I can go in and say, no, I know it's good.
For 9 years, I've never heard anyone answer one of your questions in anything close to a satisfactory degree. Go ahead, Megan.
Okay. Okay, so that happened, and then it turned out to be more of like a two to three week fling type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we hung out a couple times, and the second and third time we had sex, let's just say he couldn't perform up to his ability.
Really?
Well, now, you have to specify. What does that mean?
He couldn't get it up.
At all? Mm-hmm. Could not get an erection?
No, like, the second time he did a little bit, it worked for a little bit, and then it just died down.
Okay. Mm. Is he on medication, or was he doing drugs?
No.
Hmm.
And you're going to have to be a little clear about what made it good the first time around.
Well, normally I can't have an orgasm just on sex alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I did.
Mm.
Interesting.
I mean, there was foreplay involved, yeah, but...
Sure. I wonder if that bound you to him, by the way.
What's that?
Or if that maybe... Well, ask her.
Are you in love with the guy?
No.
You're into him, though, right?
Yeah, I'm into him, definitely.
I have the opposite question, which is, does that put him now in a separate category that she can't stay with? You know what I mean?
I don't think so.
Because she can only experience that part of herself with a bad guy.
Megan?
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, you're seeing the guy now, right?
No, that's the thing. Is that it was like a 3 week thing, and then I haven't talked to him for a couple weeks, and I think like it's because he was embarrassed of what happened, and I ran into him at the bar this past week, and he was just almost embarrassed to talk to me.
Yeah.
No. No.
He's done.
Yeah. You're misinterpreting things, Megan.
Here's what happened.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah, it is. Well, and
if he were still into you, he'd be diving back in to try to repair what had gone wrong.
You're more in. Well, first off, he'd be going down on you for an hour and a half,
right?
While his hand slid under the comforter, was trying to give himself a little help,
right? And maybe the reason that he lost his energy is because I wasn't so into it anymore.
I always liked that. If you ever watched him gangbang films, there's always the guys that are sort of on deck and in the hole. They're sort of waiting around, and they're just sort of casually stroking themselves. Like, there's two types of stroking yourself. There's expecting results, and then there's sort of the... we've talked about it before. It's the equivalent to the runner who's running in place at the red at the red intersection.
Yes,
it's like, I know I'm not going anywhere. I'm just staying loose.
Yeah.
I'm not going to break any records here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm keeping the joints loose.
But I know I'm going to be moving in a few minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to be moving soon. So I want to stay loose.
So you're ready. Yeah.
Keep the sweat going. Yeah, that's the porn star. It's a sort of a half beat off, half chub up. You know, I'm going to get in the game. I want to stay loose. It's a sort of the equivalent. You see the guys on the on deck circle
with the bat.
Yeah, but they're not really swinging it like they would swing. They got the donut on there. Yeah. They're doing some light. You know, they're swinging all the way through. It's a different form. It just doesn't have the sort of imperative of I'm at the plate.
Right. It doesn't have the intent.
Right.
It's not, you're not swinging at a pitch.
Yeah. I like the equivalent of that, the equivalent to that in masturbation in the gangbang.
I'm not even sure masturbation even applies.
It's not. No.
It's a readying.
Yeah.
It's not a trajectory. It's
right.
A readying.
There's no final destination.
No.
So is it masturbation if there's no destination?
Yes, it actually is. Self-stimulation. Well, it's called self-stimulation, but it seems to be a unique category of self-stimulation. So, Megan.
All right. Yeah, Megan, yeah.
Megan.
All right, Megan.
We think the guy's ashamed and embarrassed because he's blowing you off.
That's what it is.
And that it's not that he didn't perform well. Because guys, they're eager to go back and make it good.
And you're more into him than you're willing to admit.
Well,
I don't know.
Why are you calling us?
I thought I was, but not really.
No, look, you're doing one of these things where you think you're acting like a guy.
I think you're kind of overwhelming him a little bit too. Kind of like, bring, you know.
Yeah. Why are you so bothered by it if you're not into him?
No, I said I am. I mean, it just kind of faded and came back, and I'm just kind of trying to get to the root of the problem, I guess.
Root of the problem is he's not there.
It's you. Yeah.
He's not
into you.
And that's where you guys come in.
Yeah. All right, sorry, we have it all fine.
Wait. She's here with that. Do you understand that comment?
No, I don't.
That's where you guys ring in, but I'll see mine for myself.
No, I didn't think that's the way she
Megan.
Meant it.
I'll take your advice to heart. I promise I won't call him.
All right, good. That's enough.
Because he'll call you. Believe.
Yeah.
Can I at least make fun of him at the bar next time I see him for it?
No.
Ooh, no. See, that's.
I wouldn't do it.
All right, good. Don't do it.
He would call you if he were ready to go. Believe me, he'd be waiting at your door asking to check out for the baseball mitt he left
behind.
And
Megan's doing one of these things where she's pretending she has a set of nuts between her legs, which is, I can take it or leave it. I like to have a romp and then move on. She's a rambling girl. You know the reason there's no rambling women, only rambling men?
No nuts.
Chicks don't want to ramble.
Yeah.
You need to ramble as a guy. As a girl, you can pretend to be a rambling. There's no rambling
gal. You
know,
there are guys that have trouble rambling, too, I think.
They're what?
They're guys that have trouble rambling.
Well, they're not rambling men.
Yeah. But I mean, they're guys that she approximates how some guys are.
Yeah.
Just about. That's where a male-female kind of touch right about there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. we've worked this out before, Drew. There are no Asian ramblers. There's no black ramblers.
No black ramblers.
No. They move on. They keep on rolling stone.
Yeah,
they keep trucking.
That's right. They don't ramble. Right.
They don't ramble.
Right.
You got white guys ramble.
Right.
Black guys don't hang out long enough to ramble. Yeah, they move on.
Yeah.
You know, you got to hang out for a little while to ramble.
Yeah, ramble requires a road.
Yeah, you got to have a road.
Black guys, it could be just next door or whatever.
Yeah, they just keep moving.
Right.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, too. You got to hang out for a while in order to ramble because you have to explain to your woman that you love her. The problem is rambling man. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm getting confused again, too, about African-American and black. My friends who are not African-American are really angry about that whole terminology.
Why?
Because they're not African.
You mean the ones? Yeah, I know. I remember one time Jimmy was interviewing somebody years ago, and they were like Dominican or something.
Yeah, or Haitian.
And Haitian or something. And he's like, you are the first African-American female to be nominated for a Tony Award. And it's like, she's like, I'm not African.
Yeah.
That's the other part. Now, it ends up just being more, it's just condescending. It's just apologetic white people being stupid. But I just mean, now everyone who's black is African-American. And I don't like the idea. I don't like the other nationality coming before American when you've been here for six generations. You know what I'm saying?
Well, people say Italian-American, Irish-American.
Yeah, but they don't. They just go, there's a white guy.
No, I know, but if they're going to put a nationality in, they put it before the Americans.
Yeah, but they don't put a nationality in.
But if they were to, they would say American,
black
Irish.
Guy, white guy,
yeah.
Asian guy.
Much more, yes.
Right, but it becomes African American. Yeah, yeah. All right, anyway. Hey, good times, everybody.
Randy?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm actually an eBay employee out in Salt Lake City, and we found an Adam Carolla action figure on our site.
Well, you know where that came from? Remember that? We had that once on the TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think Scott King made those up, didn't he?
Yeah. One of the guys from Loveline, the TV show, whipped it up. What? Hey, can you see it? What's it say?
You're in a policeman's uniform, kind of like a village people's thing, and you're holding a sign that says, I love juggies.
Oh, so this would be...
It'd be something else.
Yeah, that's from Mancho.
So somebody must have whipped this thing up.
But they did spell your last name incorrectly, unfortunately.
C-O-R?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, C-A-R-R-O-L-L-A.
Oh.
That's a quaint misspelling.
Yeah.
Acceptable misspelling in Adam's world.
Yeah. All right. And so what's the bidding up to? Several thousand dollars?
There isn't actually any bidding. They're selling it for $19.
Randy, I bet you right now there's bidding. Is it open for bids?
It is open for bids.
I bet there'll be up to at least $19.85.
I bet whoever gets it's really going to have to like fight for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's only one. Yeah. It's not like we made a boatload of these things.
Maybe up to 19 and a quarter.
Well, let me say this. Is $19 the reserve on the thing, or does it say, like, you can take it for $19?
Yeah, we have an option called Buy It Now, and you can just buy it for $19.
Isn't it gone by now?
No, let me see. It looks like it's still there.
So, we've been talking about it for 21 seconds.
I would think it would just
seconds.
It would go. There are people online while we're talking.
Well, it doesn't do you justice, Adam. You're much more handsome than the dog.
Yeah. Let me thank you, by the way, for calling in.
Wait, Randy.
Yes.
Let's stay on hold. Let's see how long it takes to get this sold.
Okay.
I'm just curious.
Okay.
All right.
Just curious.
All right. Look, I have less faith in the system than you do.
Then you may be proven correct. I'm just curious about it.
I don't think there's millions of people sitting in their computers. I just think a handful of stoners driving their car.
Gone. Sold. Talk to Randy.
Oh, it's gone. Uh-oh.
Randy?
Yeah, it's gone.
I told you, Drew. How many times have I tried to tell you about the power of radio? You won't listen. You act like these cords just go underneath the building and just are chopped off, and they're squirrels chewing on.
That's what you
I'm
act
telling
like.
You, we have dedicated listeners. I'm telling you, when we speak, it reverberates across the nation. Do you understand?
Remember, I was in the web business for a while. There's a lot of people sit on my.
All right.
Now that I think about it, I probably should have bought it for myself. But
absolutely,
a lot of people thinking like you now, Randy.
And thanks for calling, Randy.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. And you know, it cracks me up when people sell stuff for under $20.
Like, it's kind of fun.
It's kind of fun in a sort of retarded way.
It's entertainment.
It's entertainment for us, but I think they're serious about it.
Well, yeah.
My mom will comb through the penny saver and buy a used rake for like $7.
Yeah.
And go over there and try to talk the guy down.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like,
it feels uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's like if my mom wants something, she'll have to wait till she finds it at a garage sale or at a thrift store. Isn't this weird when you start using other people's glasses? You know, my sister drank out of a urine, like this graduated urine
container
for years. Didn't even know what it was.
Was she just suckled on that? What are you talking about?
No, my mom would go to the
Your family
garage
had a weird
sales.
Thing with the popcorn can tin and the urine cups.
Well,
that
was just me cramping in a decorative popcorn
tin.
That
was strangely your sister turns up drinking out of a urine cup.
Well,
it's very weird.
Well, they're more animal than people.
I guess
The point is, my mom bought a bunch of like glasses from a thrift store,
right,
and one of them is like thick walled, funky shaped.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You do?
Yeah.
Can you draw it? Draw it for me, Drew. It's an interesting shaped glass. You know it. Thing looked like it was 70 years old, and my sister was drinking out of it for about 5 years, and then someone one day came to the house and told my sister that that's what they would collect the urine samples in. No, That ain't the one.
With a spout?
This was the turn of the century one. This one went sort of wider at the bottom.
An
Erlenmeyer flask. Had a spout on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Graduated.
Yeah, that's the other version.
It sort of looked like that.
It's really an Erlenmeyer flask.
So. Erlenmeyer? Mm-hmm. What do they keep in there? Like fecal? They pack fecal matter in it?
Well, you know, you never know.
Yeah. All right. We'll imagine this. Imagine you're a Corolla and you need a toaster oven.
No, thanks.
But you got to wait. You got to wait 4 weeks until one pops up at a neighbor's garage sale.
eBay must have been a godsend for your mom, except she doesn't have a computer.
Well, but if one opens up at a garage sale, give yourself a nice Tandy from a Radio Shack one. It was built from a Heath kit in 1971. All right, we'll take a quick break. The reel-to-reel's broken on this, son. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Yeah. I don't like that song, though.
You do like it?
Yeah, because it's wacky. First one is too techy. This is just weird. I like this.
It's original.
It's quirky.
Yeah.
It's like me. Yeah. Know what I mean?
Quirky's not the word. Ooh, that's quirky.
Yeah, that's me. All right. You ready to rock, Drew?
Let's go.
Eric.
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yep.
What happened?
Okay. Well, the other night, me and my girlfriend were having sex, and I didn't have a condom, so I had to pull out. Mm-hmm. And she read this thing somewhere, I don't know, a magazine or whatever.
Oh, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but something about a good orgasm for a man, you constrict the penis when they're about to come.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And so I was about to finish, you know, and I pulled out, and she got the old G.I. Joe Kung Fu grip out, and it didn't really feel great. It kind of hurt. And so, you know, I just lived with it to make her happy. But the next day, when I got up to pee, it just really burned.
Yeah.
And since then, that was two nights ago, I mean, I don't know, I can hardly stand it. And I was wondering if could have caught.
Maybe, could you blow an eardrum out, Drew, if you were orgasming and somebody pinched off its path?
You mean like kind of like one of those squeeze-it dolls where you're at the
yeah, bowls. Yeah, just bowls, your eyes bowls
no,
out.
No, I'm not sure. You could, but you'd scream pretty loud. You can rupture your penis and rupture the bodies that sit within the penis that sort of swell up with blood. They can fracture and rupture.
You mean just from the hand pressure?
Yeah. It's hard now.
All right, so what should he do?
Usually doesn't cause burning with urination, though, but I suppose some, you know, intense irritation could get all the way into the urethral tract.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any discoloration or any difficulty having erections or a curve in the penis, that's something that needs to be seen by a urologist. By the way, don't buy him as a true call.
No, I don't either.
Something sort of bogus about
read in a magazine. Yeah. And by the way, that is one of the hallmarks of the bogus call. She tried this out, she read in a magazine, she wouldn't try it. I mean, chicks don't really...
No, they do.
No.
Guys just don't even notice it.
No, chicks' minds get poisoned by that. So, no, chicks read about purses in magazines and want to try it. And they read about sexual stuff and they think they want to try it, but they don't actually try it.
But the guys don't even know that's what's happening.
I know you hate Cosmo and Vogue and all these brainwashing rags. And it's true, they are, but I really don't think women try it. I think they just read
finger up the rear stuff
I think they... think they'd like to be the kind of person that would read it and do it, but they just read it. Oh, I don't know. Lauren?
Could be true.
Yes.
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I was just wondering, my husband's in jail right now. I got married when I was 16, and I've sort of been sleeping around on him, and I don't know if that's... because I'm not sort of a person that has a lot of morals, like, as far as that, if that's wrong... Like, if that's something that he should be able to use against me when he gets out?
How's
he going to know?
Yeah.
Because I have a really, it eats away at my conscience. I have to, you know, I have to tell him.
Oh, I see. You're a really good person. Yeah, you know, and by the way, here's how you know, and I'm sure God knows what Lauren saw growing up, but the people that need to tell people the truth, think about it. they're, on one hand, they're the kind of person that likes to bang around with a lot of their husband's friends.
Yeah.
That's the one person there.
Yeah.
The other one is the one that gets the conscience eaten away at and just needs to, really?
Yeah, that's chaos.
Let me tell you the conscience eating away person. That's a good person. Let me tell you the person that bangs away. That's chaotic and screwed up person. No, it's not your conscience that's eating away. You need chaos in your life. That's why you have to say it. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at it, it's like stealing something and then returning it because you're, it's not the same guy. Mm-hmm. The guy who returns it, it's not the guy who steals it.
Right.
I just love when people think we're going to buy this crap. What's he in jail for?
For aggravated assault and battery to a child.
To a child?
Yeah.
Whose child?
How old
my
was
child.
The
child?
Oh, my God.
How old was the child?
4 months.
That's old enough to.
Oh, my God.
I thought she said four.
How old
years.
Is he?
22.
What a disaster.
How long is he in the joint for?
Sorry, it's really hard for me to talk about. Probably 6 years.
6 years.
They haven't convicted him yet.
All right. Well,
And I know everybody's been telling me I need to move on. You know, I'm young. I'm being naive about the whole thing. But I'm sorry, the person that has unconditional love. And
Lauren, that's what this is.
You have a guilty conscience and your unconditional love.
We got to talk
more. Hold on a second, Lauren. That sounds like a delight. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Lauren. Do not hang up on Lauren, phone screeners. We'll be back with her after this. Hey, everybody. Love Line. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Woo! Yeah, get it on. Tell you what, Drew. Get it on. I'll tell you right now. Get it on. Woo!
It was temp, Trace.
Hey, I tell you, 71 coming out of Norwalk. Gardena, Jerry, coming to 71 degrees. Newport, No Harbor, Saugus coming in, chain at 71 degrees. Traffic on the 405, slow and go. Look out for brake lights, mattress in lane. 101 bumper to bumper. Number 4 lane's got debris in there. Look out, boy. I'll tell you, watch out for brake lights, slow and go. News and weather coming up at the top of that. Trouble in the Middle East, everybody. Some trouble has broken out in the garden spot of the Middle East. Middle East, normally just a bunch of peaceful types all looking to get along. They were working on the AIDS quilt last I heard over there. Now there's trouble in the Middle East. Could you imagine? Trouble in the Middle East. Look out. We got, let me give, by the way, let me just do, I'll do the news in advance. You ready?
Ready, go.
Trouble in the Middle East. Trouble in the Middle East. Trouble in the Middle East. Now, let's go ahead 10 years. Trouble in the Middle East. Trouble in the Middle East. Trouble in the Middle East. I'll give the traffic 10 years advance. Right? Slow and go on the 405. Look out for brake lights. All right? Now I'm going to give the weather. 74 degrees in Los Angeles. 74. Currently, 10 years from now, 74 degrees. Do we really need the currently?
Yeah.
It's currently really? I thought you'd built a time machine and were giving us weather from the prehistoric days.
Well, they're putting great emphasis on the fact that they're going to predict the weather.
Oh, yeah.
So they're giving you the now.
It's currently 74. Look for it to climb to 74 and a half. The L.A. Civic Center, it's 74 degrees. LAX, 74 degrees. Slow and go on the 405. Look out for debris and lanes and trouble in the Middle East. All right, that's it. We're covered. We're done. Something about Schwarzenegger, and then we can move forward. That's it. Now, unless something changes, let's just move forward.
Yeah.
Here's what I'd like. I would like the weather, the traffic, and all. I would like the news. You pipe up when something happens. If nothing happens, you shut your pie holes. That's all I'm looking for.
Okay.
There's trouble in the Middle East, Drew.
I'm shocked.
You're shocked?
It's amazing.
You know what?
How's that happen?
And here's the thing, too. Great people over there. They're wonderful. It's not the people. It is not. Now, I'm serious, Drew. Do not blame the people of the Middle East. It's the people fighting. It's the people killing each other. It's the people feuding. It's the people.
Those aren't the main people, though.
Yeah, No. They don't represent.
The people.
The people.
Yeah, it's just fringe.
That's only 60% of the people that are actually bad people. No. It's a fringe group. The problem is the fringe is so preposterously high compared to normal places that it screws up the whole place. Yeah, see, our fringe is 0.0000000.0001, and theirs is 10%. That's fringe. I mean, that's that'll F you up. That's all you need, by the way. Yeah, could you imagine if 10% of our population was violent criminals?
Mm.
You'd be in shit. Well, or about 5%. No, you'd be getting shot at on your way to your car.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be, you know. I mean, imagine if 10% of people trying to get on an airplane were terrorists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So back to Lauren.
The point is, trouble in the Middle East, wonderful people, going to have this worked out probably by the weekend. If they haven't already.
Speaking of wonderful people.
Lauren's
husband's in jail for aggravated assault on a 4-month-old.
Yes.
Did the child survive this?
Yes, she did. I guess he shook her and fractured some bones, and she had broken blood vessels in her head.
Now, do you don't think that your unconditional love for your child takes priority over your unconditional love for this a-hole?
That's a good point, Drew.
Then why don't you get the child as far away from this guy as possible? He's likely to kill the child.
She is for now. No.
Just for now, Drew.
No.
For now.
And Lauren, unconditional love is not being overtaken by other people. It's about being separate from them and being appreciative of them, but also to know when their behavior goes so far that they don't deserve. He is not your son. He is not your father. And even those people, if they really become dangerous or awful, maybe even they, unconditional has some qualifiers.
Trouble in the Middle East, Lauren.
Thank you for that.
Sloan going the 405. Where's your dad?
My dad? He divorced my mother when I was about 6 months old.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a parade of jerks after that?
Not so much. Not until... I didn't live with my mother for a while, but when I moved back in with her, she was dating a guy for a while that was sexually abusing me.
Okay, and did you have foster parents that weren't so nice before that?
No, I was living with my grandparents before that.
Your unconditional love is about attaching yourself to people that are abusive. That's your idea of unconditional love. And unfortunately, that is not unconditional love. It's acting out. It's compulsively putting yourself in situations of victimization, and now you've brought your child into that same web.
Yeah.
That is a disaster.
Has anyone spoken to you about birth control, by the way?
Treating your abuse history?
I was actually trying to get pregnant, so I knew what I was doing.
No, I mean, since after the fact, now that you already have a kid.
I'm on birth control. I'm on the pill.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay. And you're having sex with who?
Just people that I'm fine. I really enjoy sex. I would have to say that I need it. I'm more of a...
Well, I know, because you're abused.
You know, when you're sexually abused, that's, again, you go for that. You sexualize a lot of feelings. You put yourself in situations of exploitation.
Mm-hmm.
You only feel whole when there's a guy around you can have sex with.
Mm-hmm.
That's not real.
Listen, Lauren, you know what? You sound smart and you sound mature for somebody who's 17 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
How about you... act smart and you get a little therapy and you stop running around and you start focusing on your kid and not loving. I know you love, he has unconditional love for your kid.
No.
You need some therapy.
I'm getting a lot of therapy and I'm going through a lot of classes. I'm in support groups for domestic violence.
Great.
He was never physically abusive to me, but it was more mentally.
All right. And look, you should be divorced from this guy. He's in the joint for 6 years. He abused your child. I know he's an idiot. He's 22?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 17. Just focus on not having... Here are the big beats, baby doll.
Don't have more kids.
Therapy, no more kids. Focus on being alone for a while.
Yeah, no more
kids. You don't need guys.
Yeah.
You don't need them. All right?
They are your drug right now. You've got to break yourself of that.
What are you doing for money?
I'm living with my mother.
All right.
It's just where 17-year-olds should be, by the way.
Yeah. Well, mom's got her daughter and her granddaughter living there.
Well, all right.
Mama's
a piece of work. My child's in foster care right now.
Oh, he is?
Because
of that. Oh, okay.
Said because I was in the household that I should have known that something was going on, so they took her from me also.
Yeah, it's very unfair when a child gets proper care. All right, so good. Look, let me tell you something, by the way.
Well, back to my original question, though, how I feel like I should tell him is because I know if he gets out and somebody comes up, or somebody approaches him about this, I don't want to be labeled as a liar, because he's asked me several times if I have slept with anybody else, or he worries about that.
You're worried about a guy who put your kid in a paint can shaker.
Yeah.
You're worried about his delicate sensibilities.
Yeah. Get away from
him. Oh, if he thought for a second that you're being anything less than genuine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shame.
How dare you?
Listen, would you listen to a screwball? Don't talk to this guy anymore. Okay? And no, you're only telling him you're sleeping with other people because you're screwed up and you need chaos. And you're angry at the guy, and rightfully so, and you want to pay him back.
Right. That's what it is. And go ahead. Be honest with him. That's fine. We're not telling you to be dishonest. We're telling you to get away from being nothing.
Just break up.
Be nothing
guy.
With him. Yeah.
It's just more dance, more chaos. All right.
But that's what you need.
All right. Good. Yeah, so everyone gets to have a kid. By the way, unless dad, by the way, here's what we're living in.
Yeah, dad has the rights to take the kid back.
Oh, yeah. I can't have a goddamn pot plant in my yard. It'll get my house taken away.
You can't put a room in your garage.
I can't put one on top of my garage, yeah. Yes. Oh, there's rules, true. Yeah, any screw-up can have as many kids
as they
want. And
if somebody wants to point the finger at you for having done something wrong, you could tie up a couple years of your life.
True, I swear, I am so convinced, by the way, and this is going to be the end of me. I got to sock FU money, and then I go into this crazy Lenny Bruce type spin, and then I just OD on heroin. But I would like to grow a Jack and the Beanstalk size pot plant in my front yard.
Remember that happened to Todd McCormick.
McCormick had 750,000 plants in his basement. I'm talking about just one big Easter Island type pot plant.
Stalk.
And then just basically say, prove that I'm selling this. No. It's not that I have a ton of pot. I got a lot of stuff. Doesn't mean I'm dealing it. I got a bunch of cars. I'm not a car dealer. Oh, but you have more than one. Huh, maybe I like it. You got to see me doing it. It's the whole thing too. It's like you bust a guy for having more than just a little shake of weed. Intent to distribute. I mean, why? Maybe he just likes a lot of weed. I mean, don't you have to catch someone doing something? The idea that you have a bunch of stuff. All I'm saying is, I can't have a pot plant.
No.
And I'll get my house taken away. I'm convinced if somebody had enough money, got the right representation, they could beat this thing. I'm convinced of it.
Yeah, but the question is, could they reverse the law?
That's the
screwed up part. You ain't beat it for yourself, but so what have you done? Nothing.
Yeah, but, oh, well. Made a statement, and then they would state my case as precedent next time. It'd be the people, the state versus Adam Carolla, and the Jack and the Beanstalk pot plant. Hey, here's what I'm saying. I don't smoke pot. Barely ever smoke pot. Once in a while, I got some friends that like to smoke a little weed. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, you do.
Oh yeah, I do. Yes, yeah. Saw some of them last night. I wouldn't mind a little weed at the house. You know, I wouldn't mind a little pot plant, just like, you know, one of the things is like... When you have a house... I was about to say that, Drew. Well, you know I like tomatoes.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the point. I got a house. I put an apricot tree. I put a tomato plant in.
Lemons?
Put in some lemons, because once in a while you're cooking, you will step out in the backyard and you grab a lemon. Mm-hmm. You don't have to run down the hill.
Was lemons the other thing you were going to mention?
Should probably get into that next, yeah.
That one, too.
Got a dwarf lemon tree, by the way, Drew.
I do, too. Strangely.
Huge calves.
The lemon tree? It's nice.
It's a dwarf. You get it?
Yeah.
All right. The point is this. I'd like the weed for the same reason, by the way. I don't sell lemons. I don't sell tomatoes. I don't eat lemons that much. Once in a while, I'm throwing a party. I'm making a little fish, and I want some lemon. I just want to go get it. I don't want to score.
George Washington had a little pot on his grounds.
Yeah, he turned out okay.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we had some good ideas.
I don't think he smoked it. We just used it for rope.
I'm just saying. I can't have I pay property taxes. Yeah. I pay a ton of money in taxes. Yeah. I can't just have a pot plant in my backyard. I'm not doing anything with it. Mm. All right, I'll get high. Here's the deal. You see me have a bong load and drive down the street, give me a ticket. Or pull me over.
You know,
let me do something. I'm not doing anything.
Don't you think that the country has taken a sharp turn to the right for just sort of arbitrary reasons?
What do you mean the right?
The right. I mean, it's more conservatism. And I don't mean even...
Well, I know what you mean, but...
I just think people are just sort of less tolerant of things and more into just applying for whatever reason.
Well, here's in my humble estimation way, we're getting the worst of both worlds.
Yeah.
The right wing, these pricks are up there screaming a bloody murder when someone takes a banana clip away from their AK-47 because it's filled with cop killer bullets, and they're like, "Oh my God, we have rights, it's America and stuff." And then if some guy has a roach in his pocket, say, "Hey, take that hippie, throw him away, put him in the clink, it's and weird, throw away the key."
It's weird.
It's hypocritical.
But it's weird. It's we've just turned that way all of a sudden, strangely. It's just sort of...
Yeah, so...
It feels like there's more momentum in that direction than makes sense.
Yeah, we got a lot of momentum in that direction. So yeah. It's like Chuck Heston wants to be able to have firearms with him. He thinks it's okay for... He has a new foundation. It's called Kids Running with Firearms, where they actually have a relay race, and they use... Instead of a baton,
banana clip? AK-47.
They use... No, it's a Colt. I think it's a Beretta. It's a 44, I think, is what it is. It's got a clip. It holds about 12 rounds. And it's loaded, and the safety's off, and they hand it, you know, just to show how safe it is. They've had a few mishaps.
Yeah.
The point is, these nut jobs want the guns legal, but, hey, hippie, you can rot in jail for the rest of your life. You have a joint, which, to me, is like, hey, listen, you're talking about freedom. You're talking about civil liberties.
But...
Fine. And then on the other side, you got all the crazy left-wing fairies who ACLU types who don't want anyone to do any DNA testing because the guys on death row have rights, even though there's a bunch of cases that are still open that these guys may have been involved with, and they're heading for the chair anyway. Why can't we get a little DNA swab so we could close some of these cases and free up some manpower? And by the way, give some closure to some grieving families who have no idea who the killer of their teenage daughter, if he's in the joint. Imagine you're a family. You got some 13-year-old who's dragged in the woods, raped and killed. It's been 6 years. And then you find out, the guy's on death row now for another crime, by the way. A, we can close this case and free up a little law enforcement. B, the family, the guy's in Florida. He's going to the chair in 3 weeks.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Better than thinking the guy's still living next door to you or
yes.
Whatever.
Yep.
No, but your friendly neighborhood ACLU, they say no to that. They're not going to let them do that. So that's the you got the kooky left, and then you got your crazy Bible-thumping right-wingers who are just firing guns in the air and calling the morning-after pill.
Abortion pill.
And then there's just the sane atheists like us that are just getting squeezed in the middle between the nut job. And by the way, I got to believe there's more right-thinking people in this country than the fringe elements, but somehow we just cave to them constantly because one of them writes a letter. It's time for the sane people to just start taking control. It's just shut up, sit down, we're moving forward.
But the sane people have no power.
I know. It's all over, Drew. That's it.
Crazy.
We're going to Canada.
Yeah.
Who's going to Canada?
Let's go.
Chris, I'm going to Canada. You know where Canada is?
No, where's that?
North or south?
East.
Yeah. Martha.
Hi.
You're 22?
22.
What's happening, baby doll?
Okay. My problem began maybe a couple of months ago. I use a vibrator, but not the penetrating kind, just the kind on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And before it was really easy for me to orgasm, you know, less than a minute. Now it's taking 3-4 minutes, and I'm getting kind of worried.
It's a commitment. Yeah, it's almost a whole Led Zeppelin song.
How often are you doing this?
About daily, maybe 2-3 times a day.
Oh, about daily, 2-5 times.
Wow. Where are you from, Martha? You have a nationality?
Yeah, I'm Hispanic.
All right.
About once, 2-8 times a day. About once, eight times a day.
And then she's doing 7-32 times, I think. All right. Wow.
Maybe back off for a few days, Martha, and give your sort of your nerve endings a chance to recuperate.
Yeah.
I think that worked just fine. 3 minutes, by the way, is still world record range.
I imagine Martha and I have blurred vision. See, like, everything just looks like someone's just like, shaking her head
or something. At least the Olympic record range.
No, so. It's not that bad. But, you know, it relaxes me right before I go to sleep or right after I wake up or, you know.
After I lunch or breakfast or dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
Or after I talk on the phone. Yeah. Or breathe.
Sometimes I'll make a number two and I'll need to blow off some steam afterward. You know what I mean? Other times I'll stand up. Sometimes I'll stretch or yawn.
I mean, guys masturbate that often too, right?
No. Guys have to build up a little fluid, and it takes them a little while for that to happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the disadvantages of being a guy.
We actually have an orgasm, not this sort of fakey, I'm not sure if I had an orgasm, this we can't fake our orgasms. You understand, sweet pea?
Oh, you don't have to fake an orgasm with the vibrator.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Write that down.
Okay.
Get that?
Wow.
That's a good reason to get rid of a man, see?
Yeah.
No, it's totally not that. But I think with the vibrator, it's more of a physical need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, we get it.
All right.
That's all good. It's all fine.
The man fulfills the emotional void, but...
Yeah, right. All good, Martha.
Do you have a man?
Yeah, I do.
Mm. You see, do you live with him?
No, I don't.
No. Where's he?
He's at work right now.
Is at work. All right. And what's up? How long have you guys been together?
About a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm. It's going okay?
Yeah, it's great.
Good.
What are you doing? Something with a nurse thing?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm liberal arts major. I'm still in school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where are you going? Pierce?
Cal State.
CSUN.
Yeah. Cal State North.
Almost Pierce.
What are you planning to do with your degree?
Probably teach.
Okay.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right.
It's all good, Martha. Relax. Fine. Just give yourself a little break. You may be overdoing it. You can actually desensitize yourself with these vibrators, so just kind of
really?
Go easy. Yeah, you can.
Because I've been doing it for a couple of years.
I get it. I get you. And you're noticing this. It's sort of getting a little worse, a little more desensitization. Yeah. Just kind of
take it easy.
Just not do it as often.
Yeah,
that's what we're saying.
Maybe even give yourself some little orgasm holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Like two or three days where you try not to have an orgasm, try not to vibrate.
They're called clitoral timeouts.
Okay.
All right.
Poor Martha. Yeah. Martha, come on, seriously. Seriously, it's fine. You're fine. You're healthy.
You're fine.
It's good.
Give your vulva a timeout.
Yeah. Well, give it some me time.
Some true time?
No, some Martha's,
give it a time
Martha's vulva time.
Just Martha's vulva needs to see Martha's vulva.
Of course,
you know what I mean? She needs to go there. You know? Because I don't think Martha's vulva has ever been to Martha's vulva. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
She's been to the vibrator. She's been to the jacuzzi. She's been to her boyfriend. But she's never been to me, which is her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's very deep.
All right. Let's
take a break.
Take a break? What about Nyla? Boyfriend's bisexual. Screw two guys. Nyla?
Yes.
You're 25?
Correct.
Boyfriend's bisexual?
Yes.
He's had screwed a couple guys since you've been together with him?
Two guys that I know of. He was in Seattle for a while. Mm-hmm. And while he was there, he said he had sexual relations with two men.
What are you doing for a living?
I'm a developmentalist.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I take care of disabled people.
Oh.
Well, you sound saner than somebody that should be dating a bisexual.
Well, yeah, I'm bisexual too.
Oh.
All right. Hold on a second. Developmentalist sounds like a sort of clairvoyant civil engineer.
Yeah.
Like they're going like...
future.
We have a shopping center here.
Right.
I see five latrines and two wheelchair accesses and subterranean parking.
Perfect.
What else? What else do you see? Fire sprinklers and should we start talking about grading? Like, I don't know why. Just like someone you consult who can speak. Oh, by the way.
What? Uh-oh.
heard a psychic on the way in.
Yeah.
Always loved the psychic. You know the psychic. You know the psychic move I love is the name Greg. What does that? What does that mean to you? Nothing. I don't know. Think about it. I don't know anybody named. Okay. Well, you will. Give some thought.
Keep your mind open.
Give some thought. Yeah, you got to open up. You're not opening. Are you open? Let me see you. Spread them. You're not open. Yeah. Open up. Open up to that. And. Yeah, and think about that. And it was like, and she was great. She like, she covered every base. She's like, the guy you're talking about, husband or best friend? I'm getting friend and I don't know, husband or friend or something. She's like, he was my husband, but he was also my best friend. Okay, all right, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like it just kind of like, Yeah, the person you're talking about, he, she, I'm getting male, female, whitish, blackish, Asianish, Mexican-y. Oh, you're right, he's white and he's Mexican.
Think about this. Remember the greatest, what would we call him? It's not really clairvoyant, but of our time.
Houdini.
John Edwards. Everyone agreed. Genius, yes. Mm-hmm. Changed history, imagine. I mean, changed lives for people.
Sure.
Oh, wait a minute. Or maybe not. Or maybe we can't remember what the hell.
Oh, true.
You know what I'm saying?
So bitter.
No, not bitter.
Please focus your venom toward Dr. Phil.
But
all right, let's take a quick break here. Yes, Drew?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. We'll get back with Nyla, the bisexual, after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Oh, for Christ's sake, Drew.
Starting with a new clean sheet of paper today, huh?
Clean. Well, the other one had our wee-wee jars drawn on it.
The Erlenmeyer flask.
The Erlenmeyer flask. Yeah, my sister, I was saying earlier in the show that the Corollas, well, here were the two policies. My mom only shopped at garage sales and thrift stores, and then my dad, well, he never shopped. It was like, it's thrift store, nothing. He thought it was bad, but it's like, oh, no. Oh, no. No, it's nothing. Oh, white trash. You know, worse than white trash, the Corollas. At least white trash has a boat, like a fishing boat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe white trash got like ATVs there's dune buggy they're working on, a sand rail.
Yeah.
It's something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an El Camino. It's up on blocks. He's got a 454. He's going to be wanting to drop in there for a while. Never does anything.
But there's stuff to work on.
There's stuff. There's a garage got a tool in it or something.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
The Corolla's just...
No.
I was talking about laughing with my buddy Chris about the purchase... Papa Corolla made a rare, big ticket item. You know, my dad didn't buy a whole lot of what they call durable goods when I was growing up, but he did have a Sears charge card. That was like, evidently, Sears would give anyone a charge card. It was, Sears is where we had the charge card, and I guess it was like one of these things where, you get the bill, it's $85 at the end of the month, and if you pay it 3 months in a row, you're gold over there. Plenty of, tough skins and that crap. But Sears, and by the way, this is pre-brand name Sears. Right. Sears used to just carry crappy Sears stuff.
Yes.
You couldn't go get a Sony video camera at Sears.
No. It was only Sears stuff.
You couldn't buy Levi's at Sears.
Sears vacuum cleaner, Sears whatever.
Yeah, the clothing, the
whatever you could buy in the Sears catalog, you could buy in the Sears store.
Right. And the only thing Sears ever made that was worth a damn is hand tools, like ratchets and things like that. You know, they do the Craftsman good stuff, but then the power stuff is junk.
Oh, Sears Craftsman?
Yeah. They make good stuff. The power stuff's all junk. Mm. But anyway, here's the point. My dad needed a air conditioner because we didn't have an air conditioner. You know, no air conditioning. So, but he doesn't want spring for a regular like wall mount one, the one you put in the window and slam the thing and do the accordion stuff, because that thing had to be like $200. So he gets the goes down to Sears, busts out the charge card, and gets the mobile swamp cooler. Which, by the way, the cornerstone of white trash is that swamp cooler. It's that big. It's a contraption that weighs more than the actual house. It's up on the roof. It's really the size of putting like a Volkswagen up on the roof. You see, it's got that weird sort of like hempy hay kind of fibrous things on the side. Somehow, here's what a swamp cooler does. It makes you think you're not miserable by making a humming sound in the dog days of summer. It's not an air conditioner. You know what I mean? It's got like a squirrel cage wheel on it. It sucks air in from the outside and somehow it blasts in it. It's horrible. Drew, the fact that you don't know what a swamp cooler is a good thing.
I don't know how they work. I have no idea
they don't.
Work.
That's the whole thing. It's like, how does this thing work without Freon and da da da? I'll tell you how it works. Like a drill.
It's just a fan.
Yeah, it's basically a fan.
It has like a little water
expensive
to it, right?
Fan.
It's like moisture.
My dad gets a mobile swamp cooler, by the way, which is albino trash. Here's what this thing is. It's about half the size of a small refrigerator. It's about the size of a good-sized piece of luggage, like a big piece of luggage. Square, it's about 3 feet high and about 2 foot by 2 foot. Sheet metal, although with the handsome wood grain. You know, spray painted on the side of sheet metal.
Plastic wood grain, yeah.
Right, on the side of the thing. And the bottom is a drawer, sort of a hatch drawer. It didn't pull out, it just fell forward. Yeah. You would fill that with cold water or ice or something, shut it, and then kick the thing on. It had a squirrel cage sort of fan on top, and it would just sort of
this
pull up.
This is the equivalent
of
putting a fan in front of a block of ice. It's equivalent.
A little less effective than the block of ice. But no, it's really equivalent to taking a cool pan of water and putting a fan behind it.
Yeah.
Now, of course, after 20 minutes, the water in the contraption would be the same temperature as the ambient air, and you'd have to go. And it, like I said, if you want to make a big commitment, you could take a big bag of ice or something and throw it in there. You'd wheel the thing around, you know. It'd be sitting in the living room, you know. It'd have some sort of like a universal wheels on it. You just sort of pivot it around and put it in front of you. It's like, hey, let's watch Mutual of Omaha, Wild Kingdom. I'm like, huh? I said, let's watch Wild Kingdom tonight. Who's going to get more water for the swamp cooler? I can't hear you. I mean, you're like a retard, you're filling, you're taking a pot of water from the kitchen and just dumping it into the thing, then pushing it around. Oh, it's going into the bedroom tonight, you know. I think it was like sheet metal, looked like bad walnut veneer on the side of it. And here's the point. Okay, here's my point. It had to be $130, whereas the actual air conditioner that would have worked was 205.
That's going to be my point. I knowing your mom, maybe your dad, as I do, I imagine some of that thinking was, you know, we're not going to expose ourselves to the man's technology. That's some sort of voodoo, and it's going to give us cancer.
No, blah, blah, blah. No, we're cheap, we're pathetic, we're stupid. I mean, my dad, are you kidding me?
Was that your dad's or your mom's doing?
That was my dad.
Right.
Yeah, the Sears card. Then my buddy, the Wheeze, reminded me we had that in our first apartment.
You had that
I
exact
went and claimed that thing.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. Oh, are you kidding? It's still somewhere. Still somewhere in use, I'm sure, with the Corollas. Oh, yeah. It's a hot item.
Wow.
Oh, it was sat in the middle. You know, imagine you took something the size of two wall-mount air conditioners, just stacked them up and put them in the middle of your 900-square-foot house.
Well, I had to push out your mobile dishwasher. Push that out of the way.
Oh, this was at Dad's house. He didn't.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
no dishwasher.
Yeah.
He was the mobile dishwasher.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. Ask how the washer and dryer work.
Do they have one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. No. Let me tell you.
I wonder your stepmom wanted to kill somebody.
I've said this many times. The Corollas. Three adults living separately. Married, you know, remarried, whatever.
Yeah.
Grandparents, mom, remarried, stepdad, dad, remarried. All living separately in houses in 1980. One washing machine between the three adults, average age of 52, and no dryers.
At least if your dad had grown up like in the frontier somewhere, I can accept that, but no.
Oh, idiots. Nyla?
Yes.
You're 25?
Correct.
Your parents have a washer and dryer at their house?
Hell yes.
Way ahead of the game.
So yes.
Way ahead.
High tech even.
In the day, you got to remember your parents having been hippies. They were not sucking the energy.
My dad is not. I keep. Drew.
He must have been somewhat hippie.
You keep trying. How many times I got to tell you?
He had nothing. Zero. Zero energy.
This is not a hippie.
Well, you're very your mom.
Trying,
your mom's
trying to
hippie,
do that.
Right?
My mom was a hippie.
Well, he must
have
had some hippie energy.
No, he doesn't. He just didn't. Downtrodden. Stupid.
All right.
He didn't do anything.
All right. Talk to
Nala. All right. Drew, would you stop saying my dad's a hippie? He's not a hippie. He just didn't do anything.
Right.
That would be something. You understand?
Yeah.
Nala?
Yes.
All right, so you're bisexual, your boyfriend's bisexual.
We're both bisexual.
All right. Mm-hmm. And what's the question?
Hello?
What's the question?
My question is, I also have hemorrhoids, and I was wondering if hepatitis can be transferred through anal sex.
Of course it can.
That is the expressway. That's the toll road.
Yes, that's the anal.
You really make time.
Yeah.
The anal route for hep C is the toll road.
Well, hep C, hep B, HIV.
You move like the wind. You cut right across town.
Come on. You can't really be asking that question.
No, I didn't know. I mean, I'd heard that, but I didn't know if it was true or...
Well, actually, people will debate the sexual transmission with hepatitis C, but I am convinced that it occurs. I know I've seen a few cases, and there's no more efficient way to transmit an STD than through anal sex.
With
or without the hemorrhoids.
Yeah, and for a busy man like Drew, efficiencies, that's the name of the game.
It's everything.
That's
and,
job
and by
one.
The way, if you have the hemorrhoids, really, you got to go have anal sex?
Did you?
It's what he prefers, so... Well, that's the way we do it.
Oh, okay.
What if he preferred pelting you with knives? Would that just go ahead and do that?
No, never.
Oh, okay, not that. Well, that's who you draw
the line.
This is bogus.
Dr. Drew, she loves him.
Yeah. All right, now hold on. Let me get something straight. And by the way, what if he wanted to rape you with a stuffed marlin?
I wouldn't do that.
That'd be fine. That's what he's into.
Oh my!
Hey, you know some people like stuffed animals.
He's a mariner. All right, listen. You let him have anal sex with you when you had hemorrhoids?
Well, I have flare-ups afterwards.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. And he's having sex. So what's happened to the two of you? What'd you guys get molested?
Well, I was molested.
You were.
He was too.
He was too.
He hasn't said anything to me about it, but I.
Yeah. Well. That's what creates a lot of confusion about sexual identity.
Yeah.
And he sounds more in the confused category. I'm not saying that merely because he's bisexual, but because he's got a girlfriend and is carrying on with guys, which means he needs chaos.
Yeah. And look, I'll say it because Drew won't. Bisexual guys are screwed up. They're a mess.
Well, what about me? Am I screwed up?
Yeah.
Well, you're with this guy that's screwing around with other guys and putting you in harm's way.
But, you know, you were sexually abused, so you got to get some therapy.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
How about that?
Mason Drive.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I know. This sounds bogus to me.
Yeah, it does have a bogus feel.
It doesn't seem like you're interested or...
No, like, I don't know.
What's the matter, baby doll?
I'm just stressed out because I really love him.
I know, but...
Nice try.
Uses anal numbing lube on vagina. What? What?
All right, talk to her?
Yeah, let's talk to Angie. Okay. Angie.
What's up?
23, you use anal numbing lube on your vagina.
Yeah, there's a story behind it.
All right, well, hold on a second.
Okay.
They have anal numbing lube?
Yeah, dude.
Is that its actual trade name?
No, do you want to, the name of it's even funnier. It's called Anal Ease.
Anal Ease, yeah.
Oh, does that numb you, though, or is it just lubrication?
Well, it worked, but I'm just making sure that it was safe to use. Not
what's in it? What's the ingredients?
Oh, let me get it.
All right, hold on.
While you get it, we'll take a break. Anal Ease.
I'm going to go with... phosphorus and pixie dust. Like they should always put something. They should have like elven magic, like a pinch of magic. You know what I mean? Like I would add that to my thing.
Of course. A little fairy dust, something. Yeah, magic dust.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll get right back with the anal numbing.
Anal ease, please.
Anal ease after this. Buddy, love line. I'm Adam, that's that Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-577. Slow going the 4-5. Travel in the Middle East, 71. Coming in to go, Dino. Coming in. And Canoga Park, 71 degrees. All right, Drew, slow and go. And look out for brake lights. This is back to the phones. You ready to go?
Here we go.
I'll tell you what, Angie.
Hello.
Anal ease. So, what's in the anal ease?
Okay, well, first of all, let me tell you, it says it's a desensitizing lubricant.
All right, it's got lidocaine in it or something? Xylocaine?
No, it's got benzocaine and
which is a kind,
chlorine.
Benzocaine is a kind of a xylocaine.
Has it got xylocaine, lidocaine? No. It's got benzocaine.
Which is a similar thing.
It's totally different.
Benzocaine, mm-hmm. glycerine, sodium, saccharin, flavor, rose dye, and yellow number 5.
Flavor?
Yeah. Listerine?
No.
What'd you say?
Benzocaine.
Glycerine or glycerin.
Glycerin.
Oh, glycerin.
Yeah.
I was thinking
about
that.
By the way, no one drives a point home like our Listerine? Oh, Listerine.
Glycerine.
No, you didn't really start the G.
Yeah, it's Listerine.
Yeah, okay. That's about what I said, right?
That's right.
Glycerin.
Glycerin,
yes?
Which is just the gel part.
Right.
All right, so it's got benzocaine. That's the numbing.
All right.
It could be irritating. It can cause yeast infections, but it's not like to be not a damaging thing.
You use the anal lube on your hoo-ha.
Why would you want to desensitize your vagina?
Because I'm in a long-distance relationship and don't get to see my boyfriend that often. And when I do, the first time we have sex, it's fine, but thereafter, it's sore. So we thought we'd try it, and we did, and it worked. And then I was like,
Angie, dude,
drop the S-bomb.
Wow.
Who would imagine? Delicate little flower
finished,
like Angie.
Like a finished product, like wow. Mrs. Howell would have been proud, I think.
When I picture Angie, I really think of Julie Andrews' Sound of Music.
Yeah. Or Mary Poppins or something. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So she's using the anal lube on her cooch and dropped the S-bomb. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway. Look, I guess
all kinds.
If it's safe to use on the ass, it's safe to use on the cooch.
Generally speaking, that's a reasonable thing. No, I don't think that would, numbing it, in my opinion, shouldn't decrease the potential after intercourse pain. In fact, it should make it worse. The only way it could make it better is if she just needed a lube, period. Yeah, I don't want to trouble you.
Emma?
Wait, hang on a second. You get on a plane tomorrow morning?
Mm-hmm.
What time?
What time's the flight leave?
Yeah.
Well, it leaves at 7:30, but it's international.
So you got to get to the airport at 6.
That's what we're planning on.
And then you're going where? To Cabo or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Somewhere in Mexico.
And what, taking a Jeep or something?
I'll figure it out. Nah, I don't know.
This time of year, it's real breezy cool down there.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, 110 or 15.
Yeah, we're going to do some fishing. Got to fish, you know?
Tuna?
I
heard you're going spear fishing tomorrow.
Oh, maybe.
Which no, Tony said you're carrying a spear gun. Not just the pole, but the gun.
Oh, really? Well, the spear gun is really just a pole with a piece of surgical tubing.
That's the spear where you take the tubing, pull it up, and you let the spear go. The gun is you pull these things back and you shoot a gun.
Yeah. I'm sure. It'll never work. All right. It's going to be
somebody's
getting
up with a freaking barb in his calf.
All right. Emma?
Yes.
You're 29?
Yes.
All right.
I've got a vaginal odor.
Mm-hmm. What does it smell of? What does it smell of, Emma?
Lilacs?
It smells like something died.
That smell is usually the smell of anaerobic bacteria, that fecal smell.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And or fecal bacteria. Sometimes they kind of find their way up in there, too. But usually it's anaerobic bacteria. And in my experience, it makes me concerned that you've left a tampon in there or something.
It does get worse when I get my period.
No, but I'm saying maybe there's still something in there you forgot about.
Like a leftover piece or something?
Or actually one that you just forgot you had in and put another one in on top of it and never took it out.
You never leave a man behind, Emma. That's why all my tampons and pads are numbered. My tampons are numbered. My pads are done alphabetically.
So here's the deal. You and Falkhorn Leghorn, who keeps his number.
Yeah,
feathers number for just such an occasion.
And I do, it's a military thing.
Yeah,
there's Bravo, Charlie, Zebra.
Yeah, Zulu.
Zulu. There's
Echo.
Echo. I think H is like hotel or something. There's a weird... we ought to try to figure out how many of those we can figure out one of these days.
I come up with a bunch, I bet you.
All right,
so Emma, here's the deal. You need to see a gynecologist or a doctor. Somebody needs to do a pelvic exam on you. They need to see if there's anything left behind up there or, amazing things can be found that can cause bad smells. And you need to get cultured to make sure there's not some sort of an infection. And then you need an antibiotic or an antibiotic cream because that usually means infection, the bad smell like that.
All right, let's see. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, F.
Was it like Frank or something?
It might be Frank.
I think it's a name.
I think it's a name, too. All right, let's go with Frank.
G is a gala or something like that?
No. G is...
Keep going. Let's go.
G, H. I think it's like hotel.
Okay.
Maybe it's Hollywood.
Hotel.
Could be Hollywood. Yeah, I think it's hotel.
Hotel sounds better.
All right.
Hi.
I.
Indian?
Yeah, I think I may be Indian. J. Juno. I think J is Juno. All right. Get on the internet there, Engineer Chris, and see if you find the call letters for military stuff.
K, Kappa.
K, I don't know.
L, maybe it's Lima.
Kappa. Lima or Lemur or Lima. Yeah. M.
Money?
Maybe. N.
Nickel?
Yeah. O. I don't know. All right. I know.
Ohio?
I know there's a... I think it might be Ohio. Yeah. I know there's... what do we say? Zulu?
Yeah.
And no, let's see. Work it out. All right. Let's see how we can figure it out.
All right.
Let's take a break here, buddy.
Here we go. We'll
be right back after this. Hey, yo. That's the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll take a...
Whoa, you want to talk to Luke real quick?
Luke's been
on hold for 140 minutes.
Luke.
Yeah.
On hold for 140 minutes. I think you set a Loveline record.
I do. I think
so. Is that a record?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Awesome.
Good job.
Luke, I swear to you, I want you to tell people that you're on hold for 139 minutes and 48 seconds.
No, I seriously, like, I was on the internet, and I told everybody that I was going to be on Loveline, and then I got kind of upset because I've been calling for a couple days now.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately.
You guys keep hanging up on me.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, but well, let me tell you something, Luke. First off, you get the record, and you don't get the record without a little heartache, by the way.
Right. Got to work for it.
You got to work for it. And when you go half speed, that's when you get hurt, okay? That's my football coach used to tell me. I never understood that one. So if two cars were going 30 instead of 60, would be...
Less of a problem. 60 in both 60s, way...
Really?
Way better.
All right. All right, listen, so Luke, girls were freaked out about your uncircumcised penis. I'm telling you, Luke, I'm going to give you a tip. Pull the foreskin back. Keep it back. Train it that way.
Okay.
All right. Just do that and call us back in 2 months. We'll put you on hold for 170 minutes. We'll see how it works. All right. Take a break. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. Or the station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.